Ornette Coleman once told me, "Every living thing has something inside of it that does not want to die. Find out what this is and play that." And when I think about that, I think about that's what we're all trying to do. I mean, when I think about, like, people often say about my work that it's very esoteric, which it is, and that it has sort of spiritual contemplation kind of feeling in it. And for me, I think there's a saying, something about, like, the closest thing to God is not science, but art. And I believe that, so that the things that inspire me are music and art and, you know, painting and photography and all kinds of stuff like that. And this quote sort of speaks to that. There's a story about a woman who met her husband, and he had peanuts in his hand. He asked her, "Would you like a peanut?" And she said, "Yes." As soon as she reached with her hand to get a peanut, he said, "I wish they were diamonds." That was really swinging. I just love that. Winton comes from a very musical family. His father plays jazz piano, his younger brother plays jazz drums, and his older brother, Branford, plays an incredible tenor saxophone. I mean, it's a very talented family. And I love this quote. "I grew up right down the street from a railroad track. One day, when Branford and I were little boys, our mom asked us, 'How does the train go?' Branford said, 'Woo, woo, woo, woo.' And I said, 'No, Mama, it goes kanunk, 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 kanunk.'" Now, if you think about that, and you know their music, you can hear the woo, woo in Branford's music, and you can hear the kanunk, kanunk still today in just about all the music that Winton writes. And it's an extraordinary thing that two boys from the same family could be listening to the same thing, a train, and come up with such different sounds.